The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights, curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Cannabis, highly effective against MS symptoms, some users report. More than half of Canadians with multiple sclerosis report using cannabis to help manage their symptoms, according to a new study. The study, Medical Cannabis Use in Canadians with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Humans have used the cannabis plant for millennia, both as a recreational intoxicant and as a medicine. Although its potential benefits for MS remain unproven, emerging research suggests it can help reduce spasticity, improve sleep, and ease pain. Medical cannabis use was legalized in Canada in 2001. Recreational use was legalized nationwide nearly two decades later, in 2018. A research team led by scientists at the University of Alberta conducted an anonymous survey to assess cannabis use among Canadians with MS. The team noted that similar studies have been done in years past, but not since its recreational use was legalized, which made it more accessible for many. This cross-sectional study aimed to evaluate the prevalence of cannabis use in people with MS in Canada, its perceived efficacy in treating a variety of symptoms, and the frequency and severity of adverse effects or side effects. Importantly, this has not been evaluated in Canada since recreational cannabis was legalized in 2018, although somewhat comparable studies were published in 2003 and 2004, the researchers wrote. Given that cannabis has therapeutic promise in managing MS symptoms, it is essential to learn from current patient experiences to inform further research endeavors to develop effective alternative therapeutic regimens of symptom management aiming to improve quality of life, they said. The survey was answered by 344 Canadians with MS. Nearly 80% had relapsing remitting disease, while the rest either had progressive forms or were unsure of their MS type. More than three-quarters of respondents identified as female, and the average age was about 45 years. For more than half, 52.3% of the respondents said they currently used cannabis to help manage symptoms. Another 10.2% said they had used medical cannabis but were not current users. Users, non-users, and former users did not differ significantly in terms of age, sex, or time spent living with MS. Compared to patients who had never tried it, current or former users were more likely to have progressive types of MS, tended to report more severe disability, and worse quality of life, and were less likely to be on a disease-modifying treatment. We found that about two-thirds of participants reported having used medical cannabis to manage their MS symptoms, with those who have tried medical cannabis living with a greater disease burden than non-users, the researchers wrote. Among current users, the vast majority, 73.8%, used it daily. The respondents reported using a range of products including smoked or vaporized dried flower, concentrates, e.g. sublingual oil droppers or sprays, and ingestible forms or edibles. The most common symptoms that patients reported using cannabis for were sleep problems, 84.1%, pain, 80%, muscle spasms, 68.4%, stress, 66.5%, and fatigue, 59%. The most common side effects associated with cannabis use included drowsiness, 57.2%, feeling quiet or subdued, 48.8%, difficulty concentrating, 28.4%, balance problems, 22.3%, and incoherent thoughts, 17.7%. Most patients who reported having any of these effects said that they did not experience them a lot. More than 80% of users said cannabis was effective for managing spasticity, pain, sleep problems, bad mood, and stress. More than half of users agreed it can help with anxiety, fatigue, and headache. Nearly all users noted it can stimulate an appetite. These patient-reported findings may inform future research into the efficacy of cannabis to treat the symptoms of MS, the scientists wrote. Current users tended to report that cannabis was more effective for them than former users did. Among former users, the most common reasons for stopping were cost and problems getting it, 34.4%, followed by feeling it was not effective, 28.6%, and having unwanted effects, 17.1%. Among those who had never used cannabis, the most common reasons given were being unaware of potential benefits, 34.4%, being uninterested or feeling it was unnecessary, 15%, and concerns about social stigma, 14.4%. The researchers noted that most users learned about cannabis from friends or their own research online, rather than from discussions with a healthcare provider. Many people with MS learn about cannabis on their own, which underscores a need for evidence-based resources to be readily available and updated to inform those exploring medical cannabis use for MS, and to encourage them to engage in discussions with their healthcare team, they wrote. Overall, the results showed that more research into the potential benefits of cannabis in MS is needed, the team concluded. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on May 4, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. MS news that caught my eye last week. Cannabis, keto diet, Tysabri, MS unknowns. Cannabis highly effective against MS symptoms, some users report. I would have expected many users to report that cannabis has been highly effective at treating MS symptoms, not just some. But comments about this study on the MS News Today's Facebook page indicate that people have mixed results. Even so, the fact that more than 50% of the Canadians in this study reported using cannabis says a lot. I'd like to see studies pinpointing which blends of cannabis produce relief of specific symptoms. More than half of Canadians with multiple sclerosis report using cannabis to help manage their symptoms, according to a new study. The study, Medical Cannabis Use in Canadians with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Humans have used the cannabis plant for millennia, both as a recreational intoxicant and as a medicine. Although its potential benefits for MS remain unproven, emerging research suggests it can help reduce spasticity, improve sleep, and ease pain. Keto diet improved life quality of RRMS patients in trial. Back in March, I wrote a column about a small study that indicated that following a keto diet, which consists of very low carbs, might help improve some MS symptoms. That study has now been presented at the American Academy of Neurology's annual meeting, and additional details are available. Eating a ketogenic diet, one low in carbohydrates and high in fats, led to markedly less fatigue and depression for people with relapsing-remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, in a small clinical trial that was designed to assess the tolerability of the dietary intervention. Measures of disability and quality of life also improved during the study while participants were eating a ketogenic diet. Overall, these results support future research to robustly explore the effectiveness of the ketogenic diet in multiple sclerosis, though researchers stress there is not yet enough evidence to recommend this diet for MS patients outside of closely monitored clinical trials. Tysabri every 6 weeks found as effective as standard 4-week dosing. About a decade ago, when I was being treated with Tysabri, my neurologist switched me from 4-week dosing to every 8 weeks. She said my JCV titer level was increasing, and expanding the time between treatments would lower my risk of a progressive multifocal leukoencephalopathy infection while maintaining the medication's effectiveness. Recently, lengthening the time between Tysabri infusions from the original 4 weeks has become more of a standard practice. This study confirms it can be done without reducing efficacy. Tysabri, given every 6 weeks, was found to be similarly effective as the standard 4-week dosing schedule at stopping nervous system damage in people with RRMS. That's according to the full results of the Phase 3b NOVA clinical trial, which compared Tysabri dosing schedules among nearly 500 RRMS patients, with the aim of potentially reducing the risks of side effects tied to the therapy's use. Our findings suggest that most patients who are stable on Tysabri, 4-week dosing can switch to 6-week dosing without clinically meaningful loss of efficacy, the researchers wrote. Uncertainties of MS, Challenging in Scary Ways, UK Patient Survey. I've lived with MS for over 40 years. Yes, the course of our illness can be uncertain, but the same is true of cancer and other chronic diseases. There are a lot of unknowns, but over the 4 decades since my diagnosis, what I know about my future is a lot more than what I don't know, and what I know I can handle. Support at home, at work, and in the neurologist's office is key. The uncertainties that accompany multiple sclerosis are among the biggest challenges faced by people with the disease, with 2/3 of patients in a recent survey saying they're scared for the future because of such unknowns, the MS Society, which conducted the UK survey, reports. We may all think the future seems uncertain, but people with MS have told us an MS diagnosis can feel like a life sentence of uncertainty. Sarah Rawlings, the Society's Executive Director of Research and External Affairs, said in its announcement. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.